Hello and welcome to Be Lifted with me, Todd A. Brown, offering you regular encouragement that you might grow in the unique and full call that God has placed on your life. As each and every one of us is called, we're called to be influential, we're called to be impactful for the kingdom of God. And it truly is my hope and prayer that every time that we get together, these moments are lifting you to be just a little bit better today than what you were yesterday in your influence and impact for the kingdom. So look, let's go ahead and get into today's topic, which is entitled, Chosen by God. In Psalm 4, verse 3, it says this, "Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him." You know, my beloved, be lifted brothers and sisters, my kingdom impactors and influencers, God chooses his children for himself. Our relationship with our God is all about him and how he loves us and how we join him in the work of his will. It is all about his desire, his pleasure, his vision, his goals, his will, his purpose, his creation. When we came to God, we came empty-handed, clinging only to the cross of his son, Jesus Christ. So in our surrender to our Lord and Savior, we emptied ourselves and received Jesus and Holy Spirit. We went from self-sufficient to God-dependent. Let me rewind that and say that again. We went from self-sufficient, which leads us to constant depletion, to God-dependent, which leads us to unlimited resources for any and all thing that God calls us and has purposed us to do by joining him in the work of his will. We went from ungodly to godly. We went from an impersonal relationship with a distant God to an intimate relationship with our Father in heaven. God chose us for himself. Woo! That's good news, beloved. Furthermore, the Lord wants us to know and follow his heart. Because look, he literally, because he's the creator of our life, we have to understand that he owns our life. And that's a good thing, because that which the Lord owns, he takes care of and he stewards it well. We may be struggling with traveling, distant places and so forth for the sake of his cause, but the Lord commands clearly to go into all the world and make disciples. So yes, you should be making disciples in your home. You should make disciples at your job. You should make disciples, the church or the ministry you belong to. You should make disciples with your friends. But everywhere we go, even when you take that trip to, Turks and Caicos, make some disciples there. If you go to Germany, make some disciples there. Australia, make some disciples there. Everywhere we go is a breeding ground for discipleship to happen and to take place. So let's never be too busy to build a relationship with our neighbors and those we come into contact with, because that could be a discipling opportunity, because we have been chosen of God to join him in the work of his will of making, developing kingdom ambassadors through discipleship. Understand this, our Savior implores us to love our neighbors. And so we are at his disposal to carry out his desires of discipleship and being the expression of his love everywhere that we go. In Psalm 31:23, it says this, "Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full." So God offers a clear channel of communication for all of us who are his children. He hears when we call to him. Prayer is not passive to our God. He is interested in our intense circumstances and our heartfelt fears and burdens and likes and dislikes and questions that we might find the answers. He listens to and answers to every one of our prayers. It is not always an answer as we think it needs to be answered, but it is an answer. He defines his will for us with his answers of no and his answers of yes, as well as his answers of wait. We have no need to fear of our Lord and Savior knowing that he is near, and because he's near, he's listening to every single prayer from our heart, from our mind, and from our mouth. So the more we constantly converse with our Lord and Savior, surely we will speak all the more boldly to men and women that we come into contact with. Prayer is a purging and a preparation. It is God's platform to launch us into fields that are ripe for the harvest. It is a preparation for engagement in the lives of people. Prayer fills us with love so we can be emptied of the love that we just got filled up and reach a lost and dying world with the glorious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What he chooses, he makes holy. And beloved, he chose you. Without holiness, we cannot see the Lord. Because he was poured out, we are sold out to love and to disciple somebody else. Why? Because we are chosen of God. You've just been lifted. Go and continue to be great by being that kingdom influence and leaving that kingdom impact everywhere you go. And listen, if this has been a blessing to you, take the time to share it with somebody else. And until we get together again, abundant grace, peace, and love.